Hello everyone and welcome to Loop. This is an Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church podcast. Here we share messages from our pastor, stories on church ministries, interviews with parishioners, and articles on Catholic topics to ensure you are always in the loop of this lovely faith community. Please subscribe to receive notifications when new episodes are released. Three-minute read. Prayer. Come to know the Lord. From Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church newsletter dated April 2022 by Catholic Stewardship Consultants. We make constant reference to the three T's of stewardship, recognizing that to truly live as a stewardship people, we must give God the first fruits of our time, talent, and treasure. So what does it mean to give God a portion of our time? When we talk about stewardship of time, we are referring to prayer time. Prayer is of the utmost importance in a disciple's life, and in the Diocese of Wichita's, the pillars of parish stewardship, it is also one of the four pillars of stewardship. So does this mean that in order to be true disciples, we should say the Our Father three times a day or pray a daily rosary? Not particularly. Of course, we must not discount the merits of prayer, as the Church in her wondrous wisdom has given us certain prayers to help guide our lives. However, the disciple's deep life of prayer involves even more. St. John Chrysostom explains, "You should not think of prayer as being a matter of words. It is more of a desire for God, an indescribable devotion, the gift of God's grace." Homily 6. That is, if we look at prayer as a mere regimen that we must follow every day, then we do not see to the heart of it. The reality is that prayer will take on different forms for every one of us. One person may have a deep devotion to the rosary, and in praying it, he is closely united to the Lord. Another person might feel deeply connected to him through constant conversation, whether in the car on the way to work, before bed at night, or at other hours throughout the day. Meanwhile, for another person, a daily or weekly hour of silence before the Lord in Eucharistic adoration is the best place for him to offer the Lord his heart. No matter how we choose to pray, we must get to the root of it all. If we are to truly give God our time, it must be a gift of ourselves. It must come from the heart and not take on the form of mere word repetition. If we offer an Our Father without meditating on the words, it can simply become recitation. The point of prayer is to get to know the Lord. If we are committed to living as his disciples, we must be on personal terms with him. The first disciples didn't know what it meant to pray the rosary, and until the Lord taught them the Our Father, they couldn't pray that either. But they were definitely true stewards of their time. They walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, and ate meals with him. He was their best friend, and the more they got to know him, the more they longed to serve him. The same holds true for us today. We can walk with him, talk with him, and sit with him, just as they did, and he wants us to do this too. St. John Chrysostom proclaims, "There is nothing more worthwhile, for prayer unites us to God as his companions." Homily 6. How can we serve him if we don't know him? If we truly desire to be a servant people, we must talk to him, to whom we wish to serve. We must get to know him. Then most assuredly we will fall in love with him. We will undoubtedly desire nothing more than to serve him. End of article. Hello everyone and welcome to Loop. This is an Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church podcast. Here we share messages from our pastor, stories on church ministries, interviews with parishioners, and articles on Catholic topics to ensure you are always in the loop of this lovely faith community. Please subscribe to receive notifications when new episodes are released.